Buonasera. Vi ringraziamo per aver scelto di volare con Film and Air. Voleremo ad un'altitudine di 30.000 piedi e cappuccino. Il volo di stasera offrirà Al Pacino.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Tonight is our post-Y2K show. We're going to look at what went right, what went wrong, and how we're all doing. Following New Year's Day, Y2K, the day that there possibly could have been some computer malfunction. Now, as we were getting ready for a, I was going to say a Halloween party, my wife and I were getting ready for a Halloween party on December 31st, and I was looking at the TV, and they said, well, you know, as of 4 a.m. on New Year's Eve day, 4 a.m. New Year's Eve day morning, we pretty much had a handle on what was going to happen because they began clicking into all the industrialized nations. New Zealand was fine. Hong Kong, no problem. Russia, all this crap. And then they got to London at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's Greenwich Mean Time. And they kicked it off with not a problem. Not a man. Did you see that fireworks display they had in London? I don't know if anybody was watching it, but it was like 15 minutes of freaking fireworks, man. You didn't dig it, Mike? What do you mean it was all smoke? You could see the stuff shooting up into the air. Let me tell you what is something's no good is a fireworks display on TV. It's never any good. Forget about it, man. What does it look like? So we thought we'd take a look today at Y2K and how we all did. And get some phone calls from you guys out there, 1-800-449-8686. See how you did in dealing with what was a non-event for the most part. You have to admit, for the most part, a non-event. Yes, things went wrong, but as things go wrong, these are things that go wrong all the time. Computers are going down all the time. ATM machines don't work all the time. Things happen all the time. So to say, well, look at this. We had the funniest one I heard of was a video store in Wisconsin charged, said the guy's tape was 100 years late. The guy had a tape, it was 100 years late. They charged him $51,000 in late fees. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Corona, California on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Hello, sir.
Yeah, Phil, how you doing?
Good.
I want to tell you about Y2K and our preparation and how things went out for us on New Year's Day.
Were you prepared, sir? Did it go the way you thought it would?
I was very grateful that we did not have more problems than I thought we would, but I had also done a fair amount of preparation for the event, and I thought I was doing the right thing, and we feel that we were doing the right thing.
What did you? How did you prepare?
We got a fair amount of material. I got two generators. When we stocked up on granola bars, condensed milk, and food.
How much money? Did you spend a lot of money?
I probably spent about... One of the reasons why I'm calling you is, you know, we did what we thought we should.
How much did you spend? This was for Y2K preparation, right?
Yes, sir.
How much did you spend?
Probably in the neighborhood about $5,000 or $6,000.
$5,000 or $6,000 on what? On bottled water?
Well, we did a number of things. We got a couple of generators. Like I said, we had built a kind of a storm shelter in the basement of my home. I had repaneled and refitted some plumbing down there, and we got. I did purchase a Remington 870, which is a short barrel shotgun, and some ammunition. We got about 30 gallons of water, so we did go out. All out.
I should say, you went all out for this thing, huh?
We did, and...
Would you say that you were one of the... Because I noticed that people are separating the Y2Kers, either the doom and gloomers or the Pollyannas. You were doom and gloomer?
I wouldn't say that I was a doom and gloomer. I'd say that we were trying to be prepared.
But 5,000 bucks, right?
Well, the problem is that we did what we should do. And what I told the man who wants to answer the phone on your show is that we are having a difficult time. I guess I'm having a hard time handling a lot of the people who are now laughing at me. And I guess the question I'd have is there any other people out listening to your program tonight who, you know, had, I guess, purchased a lot of things, how they're handling people laughing at them.
How they're handling people laughing at them?
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, okay, I'm not going to be the guy. Are you getting laughed at? It's an interesting thing. I mean, I've heard reports, people saying that anybody that stocked up was kind of stupid. And
well, we're getting a little bit of that. Where I live, I have a next-door neighbor and some people live on the other side of me who have done some things I thought were uncalled for.
Like what?
Well, they're handed me a can of Hormel and said, hey, do you need a break from your dentist and that kind of thing? Or one of them came over and knocked on my door and said, I hear you're flushing your toilet more than usual. You drink a lot of water, and then they laugh, and they're making jokes. One thing that I did not think was funny, and it kind of frightened my wife, some of the neighborhood kids were pounding on the back door yesterday yelling, let us in, we need water, we need water, we need chili, give us chili, all that. We want to loot your house.
And the kids were doing that?
The neighborhood kids were, yeah.
And so what they're trying to do is they're making fun of you, huh?
I think a lot of people here have made fun of me, yeah. And I also wanted to take my generator back. I bought two generators from Sears, and Sears is charging 20%. They're only giving you back 80% on a generator, which I personally don't think is fair. One of my neighbors said that they'd take the generator back from me at 80%, but it would save me the trip to Sears, that kind of thing. So I think we probably, a lot of us who were made preparation for Y2K were made to look like fools by Clinton, and I think a lot of people. And all these guys, I bought several thousand dollars worth of cake mix and chips. We bought a vacuum sealer.
What are some of the things that you bought? Now, you went out and you got $5,000 worth of stuff to prepare for Y2K. And you're the first, by the way, I want to thank you for calling because you're the first guy that I've talked to who has been one of these people that really went out. And you say you got two generators?
I got two, yes, sir.
And Sears will not take them back?
No, Sears will take them back at 80%.
So they're charging you 20% of the price?
Yes, sir.
Well, see, I'm interested in you being one of these people who is...
Well, that's what I'm talking about. What do you mean exactly about one of these people? You know,
well, the people that's got all the stuff, okay?
Well, that really, Mr. Henry, is what I'm dealing with, because I've got people on my street who are laughing at me. When we pulled our generators out of the truck, because I have a Ford F-150 truck that we hauled the generators back from Sears in, and the boy and I were taking the generators out.
The boy is your son?
My son and I were taking the generators out, and my next-door neighbor, a guy by the name of Roy Decker, his wife Diane, were laughing at me. And I said to them, and maybe I shouldn't have said nothing, I said, you wait until, Armageddon hits. Because of the Y2K, because I really thought it was going to be serious. That's at least what everybody was saying it was going to be. So I took the generators out, and he's laughing at me. And so yesterday, I'm putting them back. I tried to get them back in the truck early so he wouldn't be laughing at me, but he was standing out there making me laugh at me in front of my son, which I think is uncalled for. He laughed at me in front of my wife, which I think is uncalled for. My wife was running off at the mouth and said that, her husband did this and her husband did that. And so they started in on me.
So what are you dealing with right now, sir? Are you dealing with neighbors?
We're basically dealing with people who are laughing at. They're laughing at me, saying that I looked like a fool. And when I was loading the generators back into the truck, one of the neighbors is standing across the street, and I thought this was completely uncalled for. He was yelling, "Please don't rape me! Please don't rape me! Don't harm the girl! Don't harm."
What? I don't understand that.
Well, he was pretending like it was Y2K and there was going to be people raping people.
So to make a joke, he's yelling at you, "Please don't rape me."
Yeah.
Well, I don't find that funny at all, sir. But you're getting laughed at, and I think you need to understand people are probably more relieved than anything else.
Well, all I want to know is how to deal with it, because it's starting to wear on me a little bit.
What is the fact they're laughing at you?
The fact they're out there, they're laughing at me. And just because I went out, I got a couple of generators. I had tried to stock up on olives. I got hearts of palm. I got picante sauce, potted meats, Lipton soup, a cup of noodles. I got a propane stove, a Coleman stove. And
so your neighbors know you have all of this stuff, and they're laughing at you because, Y2K came and went.
Well, because nothing happened. And now I feel stupid, and they're all making fun of me. From that standpoint, I can take it, but I don't like it in front of the boy, and I don't like it in front of my wife. And
hold the line here. What is your name?
My name's Steve, Phil.
All right, Steve, hold on, okay?
We love listening to your program.
All right, hold the line here, Steve, for just a moment. This is a guy who was getting prepared for a calamity. He had two generators. He says he bought $5,000 to $6,000 worth of food and supplies, and now his neighbors are making fun of him. And he asked the question, how do you deal with it? Our number is 1-800-449-8686. There might be some people out there dealing with the same problem. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Our post Y2K show, we're looking at the aftermath of what some people thought would be a major event, others thought would be a non-event, and I guess there are those of us, such as myself, who sat on the fence and didn't do really much of anything. Although I did go out and buy like 4 gallons of water on New Year's Eve just to say I did. And I will tell you this, the line, when I got in the line at Vaughn's, it was, you know, like three guys, and I turned around and looked behind me. I swear to God, Mike, it was almost out the door within like a minute. So what is this? And you took $600 out of the bank. You, what a baby. You took $600 out of the bank? What a baby. Come on, brother. And you put it back in today. Just lost interest on that money, man. 3 days worth of interest. Okay, 1-800-4... it's your checking account. Put it in one of them interest-bearing checking accounts. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Let me get Steve back on the line. Steve, you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, you're basically saying that you got prepared and you had a lot of people making fun of you on your street, right?
Well, I did, and my question is, how do you handle all the people who laugh at you? Because it's getting to me a little bit, you know, when you have people saying, oh, don't rape me, and they're knocking on the door and asking, can we come in? We need water.
But what they're doing is laughing at you and making fun of you, right? Has anybody tried to break into your house, really?
No, sir. They're not trying to do that. They're getting at me on a psychological standpoint. I talked to my pastor. I am a member. I'm a Christian, and I am a member of a church in our neighborhood. My pastor gave me a prayer, which I do. It's basically, dear God, please make it end. Dear God, please make them stop. And I thought I was doing the right thing. On the 30th, we was able to get 30 gallons of water on the 30th alone.
What is the prayer your pastor has you say?
Well, that's basically it. Dear God, please make them stop. Dear God, please make it end.
Dear God, please make it end.
Yes, sir.
Them laughing at you?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's go to Hesperia on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, my comment is, first of all the food and all the preparation that you use that you now have no use for, something that you can't stock up and use at a later date, you should donate it to a Helping Hand or a Good Samaritan program and make yourself feel better about what you did instead of silly about what you did.
I don't feel bad about it, but they're the ones laughing at me.
That's what I'm saying. You set yourself up for it, though. You predicted that the world was going to come to this big crashing fall. And
that's what everybody said was going to happen. That's what the President of the United States said, to get all prepared for
okay,
it.
Okay, well, that was something that you felt that you needed to do, and you made the choice to do that, and now you feel
stupid. How come they're laughing at me?
Well, that's what some people thought. It was stupid. I mean, personally, I didn't prepare for it. I didn't think anything would happen, and it didn't happen. It's actually a very quiet night, and I'm a dispatcher.
So you think I'm,
but what I'm saying is that what you should do
stupid?
Is you should turn around and make it something positive. Turn around and donate the things that you have to somebody who's more needy than yourself.
What about that, Steve? What about donating stuff to...
Well, I spent $5,000 worth of money
write
on it.
Write it off on your taxes.
I'm not going to turn around and donate that to poor people. I did try to take the generators back to Sears. They will only give me 80%, 80 cents on my dollar, which I think is unfair. And
well, you have to understand something. Sears is not a business of renting this stuff.
I'm curious, Michelle, please.
Oh, the lady's... Oh, that's interesting. What's she, a 911 operator? Great. When she comes back, I'll pretend like I'm somebody else.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Michelle?
Yeah, sorry.
I'm Bob?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Can you help me? Michelle?
Yes?
Can you help me?
Okay. I thought I was talking to the guy who stocked up his food.
No, ma'am. I was calling you.
Well, I'm sorry, guys. I'm not going to play your...
Is this the...
I was trying to give a comment. Goodbye.
All right. Bye.
Well, I don't know. What is she like? I thought maybe she's answering the phone for Medevac. All right. Here's Fontana on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Just messing around there.
Well, that's the kind of joking around, though, that I think people at a time like this don't appreciate.
All right, I understand that. Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
As far as the generator, I think it was a good idea because no one knew what was going to happen, if and when it was going to happen.
Yeah, but now
as far as the name calling goes, I would just overlook it.
Well,
and I would keep your generator because who knows when the next earthquake comes or whenever it's going to come, and you may need that.
Well, when I was
loading, it's better to be safe than sorry.
When I was loading them into the truck, my next door neighbor, a guy by the name of Roy Decker, and his wife Diane, he's standing out there. He goes, "Oh my God, I don't want to be raped. Oh my God, I don't want to be raped."
They're just acting like little kids. They don't have any more morals or respect for themselves than to do that.
Very, very childish.
Yeah, but
exactly. Very childish on their half.
It's getting to me. You know, it's starting to get to me.
And, you know, if something really did happen, and you're the one with the generator, who would be crying then?
Well, this is very true.
Because they wouldn't be ready.
Yeah, but now, since nothing happened, and I had gone around the neighborhood saying, you know, it's going to be Y2K, it's going to be Y2K, and nothing happened, and now I feel stupid. And
well, maybe you shouldn't have gone around saying stuff was going to happen, you know?
Yeah, but
more people, there's not just you, was getting ready and being prepared for the Y2K.
What about you, ma'am?
Because nobody knew exactly what was going to happen.
Did you do it, ma'am?
No, I didn't, because I was unable to get the funds to do it.
Well,
but I tell you what, if I did, or if I was capable of getting myself ready, you betcha I would have.
Well, you mean you did not have enough money to buy the potted meats and so on and so forth?
Yeah, well, I gotten some canned foods and water and stuff like that stocked up, yes.
Well, aren't you a sweetheart? What do you mean you couldn't afford it, honey? You didn't have enough money or what?
No, because it takes money to do it.
But you got what you could, right?
Exactly.
See, I had a generator, I had cake mix, I had olives, I got a list of things that we went and got. I got, we got some chips, I bought a vacuum sealer, I got a hearts of palm, picante sauce, potted meats, Lipton soup, cup of noodles, and a propane Coleman stove.
Well, that's good. That's great.
You got cake mix?
Yeah, we basically got whatever we could get. And now everybody's laughing at me and making me feel like a fool.
You know what? In the long run, they're the ones who seem to be the fool, because if something should have happened, they're not going to have nothing. You're the one that's going to prepare.
That's what I said. And now nothing's happened, and now they're all standing out there laughing at me.
Listen to me. And you know what?
Yeah.
If when something would have happened, I bet you, 10-1, they would have came knocking on your door asking for help instead of laughing at you.
What all kind of canned foods did you get? Did you get, like, canned meats and so on and so forth?
Yeah.
What'd you get? Like tuna and...
Tuna and a lot of canned goods.
Canned goods? That's what I went for. Canned goods and Lipton soup, too.
And water and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, man, for your call. Phil Henry Show.
Oh. 皆様、本日は。
Phil Henry here at 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget, the Best of the Phil Henry Show 1999 CD can be purchased from philhenryshow.com, the official website of the Phil Henry Show. Just click on the link, Jim, and you're there for just oodles of fun. It's $23.50. That's $20 for the CD, $3.50 shipping and handling. All of the proceeds, beyond shipping and handling, that is, go to My Friend's Place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Los Angeles. That's My Friend's Place. They've been in business 10 years helping kids on the street turn their lives around, and the proceeds from the sale of our CD go to them. If you'd like to buy the Best of the Henry Show CD, go to philhenryshow.com. And we're going to have something special for you later on in the week. And I think right now we're about $40,000 we've raised so far for the people at My Friend's Place. 1-800-449-8686. On the line is Steve. He's in Corona. He was preparing for Y2K. It didn't happen. He's got all this stuff he's got to take back. His neighbors, or at least, do you want to take all this stuff back, Steve?
The generators I want to take back, but Sears won't take it back for the full price.
All right, but you got all of your neighbors are laughing at you and yelling at you, right?
Yes, sir.
Did you do anything before January 1st to egg them on?
I'm not sure I understand your question.
Well, did you do anything before January 1st? Did you make a big show of being prepared?
Well, the only thing I did, I told them about the biblical story of Noah, because I am a Christian, and I told them about Noah and how all his neighbors come around and tell him that he was a dumbass, too. Pardon my language, but that he was stupid, too. And I told them, that's what they did to Noah. Now look what you do to me. See?
And you're doing the same thing to Noah. I mean, same thing to me that they done to Noah. And now look what you're doing to me, see? And I told him, I said, you should be prepared.
So you did. You sort of went to your neighbors and said, you know, you should get prepared.
I went to my neighbors and I basically said that the biblical story of Noah and how Lot told the people in Sodom to get on out, you know, and they didn't do it. And Lot's wife turned to salt because she wouldn't do it. And that's the whole thing that I'm talking about. And so, you know, you can make fun of a man, but you should remember all about Noah.
Well, do you think that maybe that's why they're heaping it on?
They're making me look like a fool. I was trying to be a Christian with them, and now they're making me look like a fool and making me feel like a fool in front of my wife, in front of my son.
All right, here's Lubbock on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I just wanted to make the comment to your caller that he was prepared to be wrong. His neighbors that are making fun of him now weren't prepared to be wrong, that he did a loving act for his family, and
well, that's true.
He knows what it felt like to walk in Noah's shoes because Noah took the ridicule, and Noah took
it. Right.
And
that's what I tell them, and they just yell at me back, and they say, "Hey,
but you
don't
see,
rape me, don't rape me," all that.
Yes, but you see, Noah was concentrating on what he was doing and why, and that ridicule, you're feeling what it was like. Noah left it to God to deal with those people. You can look at your family and look at your supplies. There's no waste there. You're prepared for the next disaster. On an act of faith, you took care of your family. You should be proud of that and not the pride that they're assaulting with your image. You should just be proud of what you've done.
Well, see, now, did Noah, when the rain come, he could shake his fist at them people and say, "I told you so."
Yes.
And now me, I look like a fool.
The sky might still be falling. You know, it takes a long time for the sky to hit the ground.
Do you think there's going to be more Y2K stuff coming up?
I
believe that you're prepared for natural disasters, for meteors.
Well, now I'm taking my generators back.
Well,
and all these people, every time I try to get them into the truck, they're standing out there laughing at me, calling me Noah. Hey, Noah. So you're taking that generator back, Noah,
These people are attacking your pride.
Yeah.
Your pride is the problem.
And my wife's laughing at me, and my son's embarrassed. I feel like a total jackass. Did you prepare for the Y2K?
Oh, yes. I was prepared before there was a Y2K. I'm from an agricultural background.
I got
we
all
stay
the product
prepared.
Meats and everything.
We stay prepared, and you should stay prepared.
Well, all the people yelling at me, don't rape me. What's that supposed to mean?
Well, it means that you're being
don't
attacked.
Rape me. What, are they afraid you're going to loot their house?
Yeah, well, that's what they said I was afraid of.
They're attacking your pride.
I told them that I...
The source of your pain.
You know, I said that they would, the people would come and rape. And I guess they thought I was talking about me.
They thought that you were afraid of being raped.
Yeah.
Well.
Which is not unheard of.
You were prepared to be wrong.
Did you,
they
in your
weren't.
Preparation, sir?
I stayed prepared.
Do you have a shotgun in the house?
I have several guns. I have lots of food. I rotate it. I've been doing this for years. In an agricultural background, we know...
Do you think that you could have been raped, or is that just something they would do to the women?
Well, I think they're getting to you, and you're letting them get to you. That you.
But I mean, in your preparations, were you preparing for you to be raped, or just the women? I mean, I don't... You know, I feel so stupid. And
well, what do you mean, prepared to be raped?
Because I said that.
Well...
What about you, sir?
I can't answer...
You don't know if you were going to be raped or not?
He had a gun. Let's put it this way. Anybody would try, I would imagine, sir, you would defend yourself.
One guy made fun of the fact that these people that live on my street, okay? The one guy, what I had, made fun of the fact that I bought KY jelly and stuff like that. You know?
Why?
Because of the whole rape thing that was going around.
So you went out and bought KY jelly. Why?
Well, if they're going to do it to me... You know what I'm saying?
Make it easy for them?
Well, all I'm saying is I went out and did the best I could for my family. God darn it.
Look, I know it's really upsetting to you, and I thank the gentleman for his call in Lubbock. I know it's upsetting to you, but to anticipate being raped to the point where you went out and bought KY jelly...
I don't want it to be painful, that's all.
You got a gun, man. You had yourself a Remington 870 or whatever the hell you call that thing. Let's go to Los Angeles on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I just didn't want it to happen to me, that's all.
Hello. Am I on?
You're on the air, ma'am, yes.
Oh, yes. I just wanted to tell Steve he did the best he could.
I had a Remington 870 short barrel. It's got a grip convertible shotgun.
But what he should understand is that they laughed at Jesus Christ, whom he purports to serve. If they laughed at Jesus, they will laugh at him. His pride is getting in the way. Tell him forget all that. And when they laugh at him, just laugh back. Said, well, it could have happened, and it didn't.
Well,
But I admire him for attempting to take care of his family.
Thank you, ma'am.
Which is what he's supposed to do. He should hold his head up high.
Thank you.
And don't pay any attention to what they're doing. If they laugh at your Jesus, they're
going to
laugh at you.
And they asked my wife. My wife's name is April. I said, April, has Steve got any extra jars of KY jelly? That's the stuff that hurts.
And you've got to let the pride, forget that pride. You did what you thought was best.
I have to ask this question, though. I have to ask this question, Steve. How is it that your neighbors know that you had KY jelly?
Because I was unpacking a case of it out of the truck. And my friend, this guy lives next door to me, Roy Decker, says to me, how come you got that? I said, let me tell you something, friend. When the whole road warrior thing happens, they're going to rape men as well as women.
Well, if Charles Manson gets out of jail, you may use that. You may need that KY jelly. He is anticipating a race war, and I imagine that other people thought that people from the inner city were going to come into the community and just wreak havoc. But you see, I prepared for it.
Why would I need the KY jelly with him coming out, though? Because
Whole idea is that's what he wants to start. He wants to start that kind of fear.
He wants to have men being raped?
He wants to start a race
war by
any means necessary.
See, these kookballs, Steve, you know, they're a minority of people with a big trash can lid and a stick. So, you know, even a kid pounding on a trash can lid makes a lot of noise.
That's right. And all he did was he did the best he could for his family. He should hold his head up high no matter what he bought. Thank God he didn't have to use it. And if
I had a case of KY jelly.
And if he can't get his money back for his generators, sell one at a swap meet.
They won't take the money back for anything, though, ma'am.
But you can sell all these things at swap meets,
Steve. Yes, ma'am.
So you won't be losing your money. And if you're worried about that, don't worry about it. You're worried basically about your pride.
You know, Sears is giving you 80 cents on the dollar. Go ahead and take that, okay?
Let the pride go. And let the pride go. Let them laugh. If you don't let it bother you, they'll soon lose interest.
I don't think that of all the things you said, it makes so much sense, ma'am, and I do thank you so very much. And my pastor said to me to pray and put my faith in the power of prayer. My neighbors won't let go of that whole KY jelly thing.
They won't let go because they see it bothers you.
It does bother you, yeah.
It's just like little kids.
You were unloading a case of KY jelly, and you made the comment to your neighbor, you know, they're going to rape men as well as women. And now he's gotten a hold of that, and now he's going to drill it. He's just going to drive it into the ground, okay?
Only because he still sees it bothers Steve. If Steve laughs at it, then he'll lose interest. He's like the neighbor's like a big kid. He sees it bothers
right.
you, so he's going to continue to harp on it.
But when is rape a laughing matter?
No, it's not
a laughing matter, Steve.
It's not rape.
But I shouldn't say, but I mean, you hauling a case of KY jelly into your house and then telling your friend what it was for, he's going to jump all over that, see?
Just don't let it bother you.
I think it's a sad day. I really think it's a sad day.
All right. Just relax. Nothing happened. We're all safe. Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
All right.
1-800-449-8686. Charlotte on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
The main thing I wanted to say to him, and I have to preface it by saying that I didn't prepare for Y2K. I really didn't think anything was going to happen.
A lot of these people are the same way, but
I'm not making fun of you, man. Just listen to me. But I do think that the main part of your problem, from what I hear, was your attitude toward these people. When that man came making fun of you, if you had had a Christian attitude toward him and said, well, I'm glad you feel that way. I hope you're right. But just in case, I've got to prepare for my family and let it go at that instead of saying, well, you'll be sorry, and agging it on. To me, it sounded like you were just waiting to point a finger in their face.
You calling yourself Noah?
Well, I didn't call myself Noah, but I said...
No, I know you didn't call yourself Noah, but quoting the Bible...
Yeah, that's what happened to Noah, too.
But did Noah point his finger in anybody? Well,
he told them all to get prepared. He told them to get prepared. And I said, and they have taken back, the grocery store will not take back the potted meats. Sears won't take back the generator. I can't take the KY jelly back to the drugstore. None of this stuff I can take back. And so that even leads more of them laughing at me.
Well, but I think you opened yourself up for the laughter by the attitude you portrayed. And I do agree with the lady before me that said you're opening up yourself up to it more
by
showing that it bothers
you
so badly.
Right.
Well, I couldn't help but break down the other day because...
What do you mean you broke down?
I broke down in tears the other day. Because I made the mistake of going to my neighbor's house, Roy Decker. I wanted to hold out an olive branch and say, there's stuff here that I will give to you. So I came over with some of the potted meats. I came over with some of the KY jelly. He broke down in laughter. He laughed at me. And I cried.
Why did he laugh?
Because I brought over the KY jelly and the meat. I said, I'll donate it to you.
And I do agree with Phil in the fact of the... buying the gun and the KY jelly, I know that if I had the gun, there would be no need for the KY jelly.
That's a good point. I got to take a break. I thank you, sir. 1-800, and I think that we all could probably think about that a little bit during the next break. If you've got a gun, you don't need KY jelly. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with a caller from Corona who did all kinds of Y2K preparation only to be laughed at by his neighbors when nothing happened. He bought $5,000 to $6,000 worth of supplies, potted, as he calls them, potted meats and vegetables. He bought dehydrated foods. He bought two generators. He has a number of supplies. He bought himself a Remington shotgun. And KY jelly because he was afraid that he would be raped. And I bring the gentleman on the phone. Steve, before we go back to our phone calls, I think probably more than anything else, the KY jelly is what has got a lot of people making fun of you.
Well, you know, there was so much that was being predicted in terms of Armageddon, in terms of what was going to go on. I think it's very... People should know that a man can be raped as well as a woman.
Look, rape is not funny whether it's a man or a woman, and I totally agree with you. But to anticipate it to the point where you went out and bought KY...
See, you think it's funny, Mr. Henry, and I do not.
No, sir, I don't think it's funny. I just... The idea that you went out and bought a case of KY jelly that you're trying to take back to the drugstore, they're not going to take your stuff back. I've been hearing more and more businesses say this. We're going to have a gentleman on next hour who is going to be talking about this. They're not in the business of renting supplies. They were selling those Y2K supplies. Here is Elida on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to comment that I think the guy did a good job. There must have been a lot of rumors around his neighborhood that never went through my neighborhood. Because nobody around here was ever saying, you know, look out for looters or rapists or, you know, anything like that.
Well, they were saying that if, worst-case scenario, you know, if the banks shut down and the food supply shut down and the communication shut down, that, you know, they're going to rape and loot.
Well, that might
maybe
be.
Maybe loot.
Even if you take a look at what's happening in places like Chechnya and, you know, the Mideast and stuff like that, where, you know, they're totally in war situations, you know, you realize some of that kind of stuff does happen, but it doesn't seem to be real widespread. But
I don't think you should laugh at a man, though, because he's prepared, you know.
Well,
and that's what they all been doing up and down the block is laughing at me and coming over, hey, can we borrow KY jelly? Can we borrow some of your potted meats? Please don't hurt me. Please don't shoot. You know, all of this stuff.
Right, but things like the things that you have, the food that you have, is an investment in the future. If you look at every time you go to the grocery store, the price of food goes up. So that food that you've got sitting in your basement is an investment. It's not costing you anything, and you're making money on it as the price of food actually goes up.
Yeah, but the KY jelly, what about that? They won't take that back.
Well, they won't, but talk to your veterinarians. They use it when they work on animals. You know, talk to some of your other friends. I mean,
a
lot of adults, you know, use it. But,
why won't my neighbors take it?
Huh?
Why won't my neighbors take it?
Because they are small people and just want to make fun of you.
That's my point.
And
if they were a little bit bigger and they could understand the bigger picture, they'd take some of the KY and they'd take some of the...
Well, look, I got to tell you, I mean, KY, try to pawn off your KY jelly. The neighbors are going to laugh at you.
Well, this lady here doesn't think so. She understands what I'm talking about. Don't you, ma'am?
Yeah, I don't... You know, I have neighbors, too, and some would think it was really strange, and others would go, oh, okay, no big deal. But
yeah.
Like you're...
Is there anybody in your neighborhood trying to get KY jelly or...
Get off the KY jelly. Look, you made a big mistake,
yeah,
in my opinion, okay?
You know, that might have not been your best purchase, but, you know, like your vacuum sealer that you got?
Yes, ma'am.
That's a good purchase.
Right.
You can go to a warehouse store. You can buy in bulk, and every time you do that, you're going to save money.
You can
seal it up and use it. In fact, in my part of the country, some of the church groups went together and bought some vacuum sealers and bought food in bulk and divided it up.
They're not in. Okay.
And
I got the case of KY jelly.
Look, you're going to have to hold on to the KY jelly, man. I don't think they're going to take it back. I don't know who's going
to... Take it to your college. You've got a college that's got a veterinary school there.
Yes, ma'am.
They use it.
All right, ma'am.
Take it to the health department that gives low-cost exams and stuff. They use it. There's places you could, you know, I think you could donate it, you know, and get some... You know, where somebody would be getting some use of it.
Yes,
some of it yourself.
Okay, I think you've given him
a whole case of it, probably.
I'm sorry, a whole case?
You know, you don't need, you know, vet schools and places like that. Sure.
Well, what's a veterinarian going to do with it?
Look, I seriously, get off the KY jelly. Like the lady said, it wasn't your wisest purchase. You do have a couple of generators. You got a lot of food. You can donate it to charity. You can keep it if you want. The vacuum sealer is a great idea. The generators are going to help you if a storm arises. You live in Southern California. We don't have a lot of snowstorms, but we do have windstorms and we do have power outages. But the KY jelly, man, it looks like you're out. How much did it cost you?
I got about $600 worth.
You're out $600 worth of KY jelly. I'm sorry.
But you know,
that
the
is
other
so
thing
unfair.
Is,
that is just so unfair.
Unfair for what, man? To buy $600 worth of KY jelly in anticipation that you're going to be raped is paranoia beyond belief. I can go with the generator. I can go with a lot of stuff. $600 worth of
See, this is the way my neighbors talk to me. Like I'm a piece of crap. Okay?
You're not a piece of crap. It's just weird getting $600. Ma'am, do you agree with me?
That's kind of overdoing it.
Oh, okay.
You know,
so
really
there you go.
If I was concerned with it, I could see him buying one tube and carrying it with him all the time or something, but...
Can I sue the government for causing the panic?
I doubt it. In fact, just, you know, go with what's good out of this situation. I mean, there's been some churches around
right.
for 50 or 60 years that have been telling their members that they should have... You know, a year's
right.
supply of food.
Thanks for calling. Here is Tartan Springs on a Phil Henry show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Phil, I got to tell you, I'm listening to this man, and as a man, I have to say this.
Thanks for your call. Way to get those calls up there, Mike.